Okay, so my topic is the corn cultivar adaptation to climate change in the Central Great Plains. Why did we conduct this study? We ran the model, did a modeling study, what will climate change do to different cropping systems in the Central Great Plains. And we found out that especially the summer crop, and particularly maize, corn, yields will start to be affected pretty soon due to higher temperature. And as a result, we wanted to try what can we do about trying to select the right cultivar for this purpose. So the goal was to identify a corn cultivar that either matches or exceeds yield of the current cultivar under current climate condition and performs just as well or better under warmer climate in the future. And we targeted at climate near Fort Collins, the Greeley, Colorado. And our approach was first to calibrate our model, the root zone RZWQM model, against experimental data available at Greeley, Colorado. That's one reason we selected that site. And then use the model to evaluate climate change effects on corn production using current cultivar. Then how about we just import a cultivar from the warmer climate from the southern south and test that, how that performs in our current climate and future climate. And of course then, for the last but not the least, we're still working on some of those, try numerous combination of cultivar parameters by permutation computation, create new cultivars theoretically with cultivar parameters and see what results we get from those. And the experimental data was obtained from so-called the Limited Irrigation Research Farm at Greeley, Colorado, that's run by our sister unit, the Water Management Research Unit, who's our close collaborators in most of our studies. So we had 6 irrigation treatments designed to meet the demand for 100% ET for the corn crop, 85%, 70%, 55%, and 40%. And we have data for 4 years, 2008, 2011, and of course each treatment had 4 applications. They show you the difference between the fully irrigated and treatment 6, the minimum 40%. ET irrigation treatment. Model calibration. For this study, we use all the treatments all the years to calibrate the parameters for the crop parameters for the model. And the calibration was done to obtain the right yield for different treatments, biomass, as well as soil water. And we wanted to get these most optimum yield and biomass by changing field capacity of the soil and 6 crop parameters in the DSAT model. The root zone model has series maize and the bean model taken from the DSAT modeling group. So here are the results of our calibration for 6 treatments. 6 different irrigation treatments for 4 years. For yield, I think our model did a pretty good job in reproducing yield of all the treatments all the 4 years. The biomass results were not as good as the yield, but that's the best we could do with the calibrated model with the data. Climate change scenarios, we wanted to create climate for the future, and we used the IPCCs. The IPCC recommends 4 representative concentration pathways for greenhouse gas emissions with time in the future, depending on what we do to the greenhouse gas emission to prevent them or not prevent them. And in this case, we tried different ones, but the results I'm presenting today are for the worst case scenario, which is RSP 8.5. So we assume RSP 8.5, which will give us projected carbon dioxide concentration of 750 parts per million in 2080, year 2080. And we use radiation, wind, and relative humidity for 22 years from my data at Greeley. And of course, we projected climate and rainfall for 22 years, corresponding to the 22 baseline years in the future, centered around 2080. Rainfall was assumed to be in 2-hour durations, just to make it easier to model. Now, this shows you a little bit of change in minimum, maximum temperature during different months, average over 22 years. As you can see, we get a little bit decrease in temperature in the spring, but higher temperature during the summer. In the precip, we get a little bit more precip in the winter months and lower during the summer months, which is very critical for summer crops. So we got a little problem there in the future if this this trend is maintained. So here are the results for simulation of yield with the current cultivar, Greeley cultivar, at 100% irrigation level, ET irrigation level. The green shows the yield of current yield of the current under current climate, and the red shows yield in 2080. So according to this simulation, model simulation, the yield is going to decrease. And of course, this shows you also inter-annual variation in yield. Now, the next we said, well, let's bring a current cultivar from Rocky Ford, which is in southern Colorado, and bring it up and see how that does it at Greeley climate under current condition and the future condition. And we did calibrate parameters for Rocky Ford using data from Rocky Ford for several years. And they were all under full irrigation, unfortunately, but we use all the data except the data that are shown here, which was, there was a distinct recorded pest damage in some years. So here are the results of that Rocky Ford cultivar. Again, the green dots show you the current yield for Greeley cultivar under current condition. The blue shows the yield of Rocky Ford cultivar that we imported from south under current condition. And the red shows the yield of Rocky Ford in the future in 2080. It really doesn't seem to help. The yield even decreases under current climate condition as well as in future climate condition. So this cultivar doesn't seem to help for grain yield. And biomass is less effective, the lower graph. So then we said, well, there are some record of different cultivars in the DSAT database, and let's just try some of the cultivars from the south, from warmer climates, how will they work? But only one out of 10 cultivars that we found seemed to have some promising result. And that cultivar happens to be Cargill 111S, a hybrid from Brazil, further south. And very interestingly, the seasonal average temperature in Brazil, where this cultivar was grown, was 21.4 centigrade. And we found out that the seasonal average temperature at Greeley in 2080 will be about 22.4. Just coincidentally, it comes out pretty close. Rainfall is quite a bit different, much higher rainfall in Brazil. But so this can only be, if we irrigate it, maybe the rainfall factor is not important. So here are the results for the Brazilian cultivar. Again, the green dots are current yield of the current cultivar under current climatic conditions. The blue is the performance of Brazilian cultivar under current climate conditions, and the red is in the future, 2080 situation. As you can see, under current climate, the yield is slightly higher, but not very much different. But in the future, it does give a little bit better yield than under current conditions. And biomass effect on biomass was larger in the future, for the future climate. And then we selected a cultivar from different combination of crop parameters, and to find a potential cultivar, we use a Latin hypercube sampling technique, and at random selected one of the each six crop parameters to make 500 different combinations, and ran the model for all 500 different combinations to see how they will perform. We found about 70 out of 500 did pretty well under current climate as well as future climate. And this shows the distribution of parameters that we tested in relation to parameters of the current Greeley cultivar. Now here are the results for yield and biomass. Again, green is a reference, current cultivar, current climate condition. Blue is current climate condition, the new selected cultivar from parameter adjustment, parameter permutation combination. And the red is the yield in the future. As you can see, the yield under current climate doesn't change very much, but the yield in the future is better from our one cultivar that we selected. Now, the effect on biomass is higher, actually turns out the biomass is higher both around current condition and future condition compared with the current cultivar. This gives you a summary of what happens. Well, if we have the Greeley, cultivar under current, the blue is the current weather condition, red is the 2080 weather condition. As you can see at current cultivar, the yield will go down in the future. With rocky fold doesn't seem to help, but the Brazilian cultivar gives higher yield around current condition as well as future conditions. While the Latin hypercube sample thing, really, the current yield doesn't change very much different, but future yield is better. And that is also true of when we try that irrigation at 55% of to meet ET demand. And this shows you the biomass effect, which is very similar in a way. It gave higher biomass for both current and future conditions, like Brazil and the Latin hypercube sampling. Now, one thing we found was the actual transpiration. Now, there's a lot of interest in will the ET go up in the future. As you can see, for Greeley cultivar under current condition, ET really, I mean, look at the red, 2080. It goes up a little bit. Compared with, but it's really less than the current condition for each cultivar. Like the red is lower than the other. So it's not necessary that the ET will go up because higher carbon dioxide effect increases stomatic conductance, actually decreases the potential ET demand. Basically, what we found was that a longer season cultivar from Brazil database produced similar or higher yield. And potential cultivar that were good were characterized by longer reproductive season, higher kernel number, and high grain filling rate. Thank you.